Heading into the holiday shopping season, a story of one business saved by social media. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. For Ruben Trujillo, coffee is not just a beverage, it's his passion. He spent several years working as an English teacher in South Korea, where he got deep into the coffee culture there, the pour-overs and the latte art. And so when he returned to the U.S., he decided to start his own business, selling pre-filled, personalized coffee filters.
So I wanted to introduce like a coffee experience because I couldn't have my own coffee shop. It's like a coffee shop in a little envelope. You're gifting an experience. And so you have your photo and a message printed for the recipient directly on the packets. And then the coffee is inside and they just tear it open and they place it on the cup and they pour their hot water. And each packet includes a cup of coffee. I came back to America. Starting a business is very difficult. I didn't have any capital. I had no connections here. I had been away for 5 years. So it was this dream that I had, but that's pretty much all it was. But I didn't give up. I just kept going. But last year during 2020 was like a huge pivot. It was very difficult for everyone. We all got into survival mode and I became a caregiver. So not only was my business not working out as I had hoped over the years, but now I had this other responsibility. So I never really had luck with social media. I have an Instagram account and I have Pinterest, but I never really gave it that much attention because I didn't really understand too much like the hashtags and stuff. And then TikTok, I don't know what it was. I had 20 followers and I had a couple videos up that never really hit. And one evening I came into my office and I had this little red background, some Christmas lights up. And all I did was pretty much pitch my product and I just posted it because I didn't have anything to lose at the time.
Hello, my name is Ruben, and I am a small business owner of Cafe Emporos. I make coffee grams, and you can go to my website and upload a holiday message and a picture, and you can send it to anybody. But what's really cool about
these... So then the next morning, I woke up to 300 likes, and I'm thinking, okay, well, 300 likes is pretty good. Then people started commenting. They were telling me, switch to a business account. And I'm like, okay, you know, put your link in the bio. Like, it was all this stuff that I was missing, and they were giving me advice. It was really strange. And I remember I changed my bio and I put my website in the bio right before getting in my car. And my speaker was connected to the Bluetooth. And when I started driving, my phone started just going off with these sounds. Like when you make a sale on Shopify, it goes cha-ching. And my car speakers just went crazy. It was cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And I started crying in my car because I had over 300 sales with just in... you know, a matter of hours. And then that day I reached 14,000 likes. And on my low days, I always remember that I didn't have anything. I had 20 followers. I didn't have work. And look at what happened. And I was still able to get through that.
Ruben Trujillo is the owner of Cafe Emporos. And now for some related links. You can find a link to Ruben's TikTok on our page, marketplacetech.org. And if you've been a TikTok user for a while, you probably received a message last week about claiming your share of a legal settlement. It's not a scam. About 89 million TikTok users in the U.S. are eligible for a very small slice of a $92 million payout the company is making to settle multiple class action privacy lawsuits. We'll have links to the NPR reporting from back in February about the settlement, along with a piece from NBC News about how to file a claim. Worth noting here that up to a third of that settlement goes to attorney's fees and other legal costs. So NBC estimates that if everyone eligible actually submits a claim, each user would get about 96 cents. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.